A special India edition of the medical journal The Lancet was launched at a meeting held in the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. There was a call to action to tackle the problems facing India's healthcare system. Professor Vinod Paul from the All India Institute for Medical Science in New Delhi talked in particular about reproductive, maternal and child health. I asked him what the main objectives were.
We are calling for a transformational change in the health system of India, nothing less. And we are putting out a call to action for ensuring universal healthcare coverage for all Indians by the year 2020, and to work for strengthening of the public health system, to work for increased spending on health from the public spending portfolio, to reduce the out-of-pocket expenditures, and to see an all-round improvement of the health of all Indians, all the people, and particularly for women and children of India.
You've been speaking about reproduction, maternal and child health care. What is the need for reform in India in these areas and why?
These are the core priorities of any nation: reproductive health, maternal health, child health, newborn health and child nutrition and maternal nutrition. India has always listed them as the highest priorities, any health documents and national policy documents. What is sad is that our progress in these core areas, and currently reflected in the MDGs 4 and 5, has been insufficient. We believe it is so not because we don't have the intent. We believe it is so because we have not done the right things in optimum effective measure. We do not provide adequate coverages of the interventions that work. We do not ensure that the health system delivers them to all the women and children, and particularly the poorest.
So clear need for a change in the infrastructure, but how are you going to achieve these things? What is going to be happening from now?
We would like to see a massive effort in the direction of reducing inequities in women and children's health and child nutrition. We would like to see the highest level political commitment, because for achieving the goals in regard to maternal child health, child nutrition and reproductive health, we do not really need to repair the entire health system as of now.
So you've spoken about political change, change in terms of the infrastructure, getting involvement from the community level. But how are these things going to be financed? Of course, some cash needs to be injected. How's that going to happen?
We are calling for increased spending on health. We are calling for health spending from the public budget to rise from 1% to 3% by 2017, but definitely by 2020. We believe that will infuse enough resources into the system. And for us to focus on reproductive and child health and child nutrition, this should be enough, I believe.
Is there anything that can be learned or possibly applied from other healthcare experiences in the world, where it's more established in the UK, right through to something in a developmental stage in the USA?
I think we definitely have to learn from all the experiences in all the key countries. There is absolutely no doubt. But we must remember that the size of our country is such that we will have to ultimately develop a system of our own. There's so much diversity, and our federal structure, democracy, media, inequities. The landscape is so complex for India that ultimately perhaps one single system is not going to work. We have a huge private sector which has to be regulated and brought into the fold of an integrated health system to work with. This is a huge challenge, but we would draw upon the lessons, good, bad, and the ugly, of all the other countries, Thailand, Taiwan, also China, as it is making progress, Mexico, Brazil, then trying to come out with something which is valid for India and is acceptable to the different states and the people of India. That's a real challenge.
How optimistic do you feel, though? Is this a hope and a prayer, or do you feel positive that we're going to reach some of these targets in 2020?
I feel more than optimistic, because this seems to be the right stage in the history of my country. we are dealing with an economic growth rate of about 9% plus. That gives us money to spend on health and spend on the health of poor people in particular. And I think this is the right moment in the history. And I think that this government and the political class of my country at the present moment is ready for a transformational change, and change that would lead to better health of the poor, of the middle classes, and everybody.
Professor Vinod Paul from the All India Institute for Medical Science in New Delhi, speaking to me at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine in London. For Audio News, I'm Sarah Maxwell.